Two fishing companies alongside the WWF, Worldwide Fund for Nature, have put forward an alternative proposal to the government's plan to protect Maui dolphins. Sanford's, Moana Seafoods and WWF say the government's four proposed options do not go far enough for the dolphins. The organisations say their joint plan will not only protect the dolphins, but also the fishing communities that may be affected if new environmental regulations come into effect. Livia Esterhazy is Chief Executive of WWF New Zealand and is with us. Also on the line, Chief Executive of Sanford, Volker Kunsch. At the Marie to both of you.
Morena.
Morning.
Livia, if I can start with you, how is it that the government doesn't go far enough?
Well, the options that we have in front of us from the government are looking at the dolphins, but not looking at what the consequences will be for the fishing industry. And WWF's vision is for people living in harmony with nature. So we need to look at both. If we're going to restrict fishing, what do we do with the fishermen whose lives and livelihoods and the communities from which they depend on will be affected?
But what about the dolphins, though? Don't they have to be the ones that are prioritised here?
They both need to be prioritised, and that's why this is hard, and that's why this option five is unique, that we've sat down with the fishing industry to understand a way through. How do we ensure that the dolphins thrive? Absolutely, really critically important, with only 63 Maui in particular left. But also, how do we ensure that the people that depend on fishing thrive?
So you stand by everything in this report as the best possible solution for the dolphins, do you? Or have you had to make any concessions for the fishing industry?
No, so we stand by everything that's in that report with the current science that's there. And I believe that is the unique element of this option five, is that we're saying the science at the moment is not good enough. So we are putting lines in the sand based on, yes, sightings, but algorithms and pieces. And what we're wanting is real-time management. And with technology as it is today, that is absolutely possible. We can make sure that dolphins are protected in real time. And Moana and Sanford have both committed to moving their fishing vessels on if they get a ping that there are dolphins in the area.
But one of the things you're talking about with the science on this is toxoplasmosis, which is a big part of this plan.
Yes.
That, though, has been debunked by dolphin expert Dr. Liz Slotin, saying she's surprised the theory even sees the light of day. So is this really best practice?
It is best practice. We do know that toxoplasmosis affects dolphins.
So this dolphin expert is wrong then, is she?
What the dolphin expert is saying is the numbers. So she is basically saying that the numbers that are put into the MPI report are wrong and the algorithms are wrong. And so what we are calling for, which is exactly the same as Liz Slotin, is more science. And that's why in our document we've clearly stated we want to see a centre of excellence on toxo and communication.
Well, to be fair, you're not saying the same thing. She's saying she's surprised the theory even sees the light of day and says the number of dolphins dying from toxoplasmosis has been wildly exaggerated. So why in that case would this be such a major plank of your option five?
No, so we do know for a fact with science that there is toxoplasmosis that has been discovered in the Maui dolphins, and toxoplasmosis affects all of us, actually, including the dairy industry. It's a really serious disease. So what we're looking at in this option is a holistic approach. So yes, toxoplasmosis, but also what is the effects of climate change? What are the effects of mining and oil and gas exploration? We need to look at their entire habitat. So it's not just fishing, it's not just toxo, it's the entire ecosystem. How do we best protect them?
Volker, if I can bring you in here.
Sure.
World Animal Protection, another charity, is describing this as a cynical move to undermine growing support for full habitat protection. The announcement is clearly designed to head off further regulation. Is that true?
Well, I'm quite used to that kind of criticism, having worked with WWF for over 20 years now and establishing the Marine Stewardship Council, for example, which has really brought about global shifts in the management of fisheries. So this is not a surprising argument that comes forward.
But are you wanting to head off further regulation?
No, actually, we've been working on this Maui dolphin protection now for 3 years with WWF. We've voluntarily implemented actions that go further than what was there through regulation in order to make a difference. But the fact of the matter is that the industry has not caught a Maui dolphin for 14 or 15 years. At least that's not been reported. I have to say that there as well. But we all have the same objective here, and that is not catching or killing a Maui dolphin.
Well, doesn't this render part of this somewhat redundant then? Because one of the things that you have in the report is a proposed 30-day moratorium on fishing in the habitat if a Maui dolphin is caught. I mean, if a Maui dolphin is caught, that's rather too late, really. And why would you be bothering with a limited moratorium if you're not catching any of them anyway?
Yeah, well, it really depends on what we ascribe as the area for the moratorium to be. What the four options put forward by MPI differ in the size of the spatial closure. And where the difference between the closure, the option three and the option four, would be one less dolphin killed every 10,000 years, which is in itself not necessarily good science. What we do see today is that we don't catch Maui dolphins because we are not fishing in their core habitat. The question is, how far does that stretch out? And why we don't want to prohibit fishing altogether, because several hundred livelihoods depend on fishing. We are looking for ways of mitigating this risk.
Now, clearly, it is a good look. It is a good look for Sanford and fishing companies to be essentially on the same page as an environmental company or an animal protection charity. Who paid for this report, and what money has changed hands by way of donations?
None.
No. Nobody paid for it. On the contrary, we've actually put aside $500,000 some 3 years ago to further studies into mitigating any risk to Maui dolphins through technology. And that's really one of the options we put forward for government to consider, is why not implement dolphin dissuading devices? Why not implement cameras underwater in order to actually identify what swims into the net, and then ideally remotely release the catch underwater if there's any unwanted bycatch in there? There's so much technology available these days that would get us onto a very different level that is not considered. And then real-time management of the fishery is something that, with especially with climate change these days, needs to be considered very seriously.
Thank you very much for your time, both of you. That is Chief Executive of Sanford, Volker Kunsch. Also, we were speaking there with Chief Executive of WWF New Zealand, Livia Esterhazy.